I think what initially struck me that fall evening, when I watched my first Tai Chi class, was that the goal was not winning, but simply being. Each of the 12 people on the dojo floor seemed to be listening to some quiet, internal muse. The group moved together, slowly gliding through what looked like an earthy dance. The teacher, William C.C. Chen, flowed in front of the students, leading the meditation. He was 64 years old, but in the moment he could have passed for anywhere between 40 and 80. One of those ageless beings who puts out the energy of an ancient gorilla. He moved dreamily, as if he were in a thick cloud. Watching Chen, I had the impression that every fiber of his body was pulsing with some strange electrical connection. His hand pushed through empty space like it was feeling and drawing from the subtlest ripples in the air. Profound, precise, nothing extra. His grace was simplicity itself. I sat entranced. I had to learn more. The next day, I went back to the school to take my first class. I remember that as I stepped onto the floor, my skin prickled with excitement. Everyone was warming up, swaying around with their fists slapping into their lower backs, in what I would later learn was a qigong exercise. I tried to follow, but my shoulders felt tight. Then Chen walked onto the floor, and the room was silent. He smiled gently as he found his place in front of the class. Then he slowly closed his eyes while exhaling deeply, his mind moving inward, everything settling into stillness, his whole body becoming molten and live. I was rapt. From the stillness, his palms floated up. The simplest movement was profound from this man, and he began to lead us through the opening postures of the Tai Chi form. I followed along as best I could. All the profundity I was struck by in Chen's form combined with a sense of total befuddlement. His grace was a world away. I felt stiff and awkward. After 10 minutes, Chen broke the class into groups, and I was put with a senior student who patiently described the basic principles of Tai Chi's body mechanics. As we repeated the first few movements over and over, I was told to release my hip joints, breathe into the lower abdomen, relax my shoulders and back, relax, relax, relax. I never knew I was so tense. After years of hunching over a chessboard, my posture needed serious attention. The man explained that my head should float as though it were suspended by a string from the crown point. This felt good. Over the next few months, I learned the 60 basic movements of the meditative form. I was a beginner, a child learning to crawl, and the world began to lift off my shoulders. Chess was irrelevant on these wooden floors. There were no television cameras, no fans, no suffocating pressure. I practiced for hours every evening. Slowly but surely, the alien language began to feel natural, a part of me.